Nüüd tuleb pastor Colin, kes on olnud meie keskel nende aastate jooksul piiblikoolis, jumalateenistustel, Märt Vähiga reisinud üle Eestimaa mööda kogudusi, loksunud erinevates teede oludes autos ringi üle Eestimaa ja ta on tagasi Eestimaal üle mitme aja ja täna hommikul me tervitame pastor Colin sind ja ütleme tere tulemast ja me oleme avatud kuulma, mida Jumal on sinu südame peale pannud täna hommikuga meie koguduse jaoks. Welcome!
How many of you believe, really believe God is in this place?
Kui paljud teist tõesti usuvad, et Jumal on siin paigas?
See, I believe God is in Estonia.
Mina usun, et Jumal on Eestimaal.
Because I see him this morning.
Sest ma näen teda täna hommikul.
In you.
Teie sees.
And in you.
Teie sees.
I see him in you.
Ma näen teda sinu sees.
Sweetie, I don't know who you are.
Armas, ma ei tea, kes sa oled.
But the Lord told me to tell you this.
Aga Jumal ütles, et ma ütleks sulle täna hommikul.
There's an anointing upon you.
Et tema võidmine on sinu üle.
Do not let man limit it.
Ära lase inimestel seda piirata.
There will be those who will not understand fully the Spirit.
On inimesi, kes ei mõista täielikult seda
vaimu. But it's God's Spirit.
Aga see on Jumala vaim.
I saw the difference between your own Spirit and the Spirit of God.
Seda erinevus sinu ja Jumala vaimu vahel.
Release his word through worship.
Vabasta tema sõna selle
ülistuse läbi.
Mitte ainult Tallinnas.
But I believe God has placed you in this position.
Aga ma usun, et Jumal on pand sind sellesse
kohta. You may help others to breathe and live worship.
Et sa võiksid aidata teistel elada
encourage
ja hingata ülistuses ja julgustada
encourage
seda rahvast. Julgustada uut
põlvkonda,
et tõusta üles.
With that spirit of excitement that
selle
is clearly in you.
Mis on nii selgelt sinu sees.
And don't let others hinder it.
Ja ära lase kellelgi seda piirata.
Where is that young man that's taken on the freedom?
Kus on see noor mees, kes võttis vabadus noorte liikumise üle?
But he, just come and join me.
Ole hea, tule palun hetkeks siia.
See, how many of you know that God wants to use another generation?
Kui paljud teist teavad, et Jumal tahab kasutada uut põlvkonda?
May God absolutely revolutionize what is within you.
Algu Jumal täielikuks uus ilmutuse vägi selle taha, mis on su sees.
May you bring not just a name called freedom.
Ja ära too ainult vabadus sõna
poolest. God told me to tell you to bring freedom.
Aga Jumal ütles mulle, et ma ütleks
sulle,
et too vabadus.
Bring young men and women out of a darkness.
Too noori naisi ja mehi välja pimeduses.
Into the freedom.
Vabaduse sisse.
That you have within you.
Mis sinu sees juba.
There is a freedom in the spirit.
On üks vabadus
and God wants to release it to a generation of young men and young women. And the word of the Lord comes to you.
Ja Jumala sõna tuleb.
Be bold in the Holy Spirit.
Ole julge pühas vaimus.
Do not pull back.
Ära tõmba tagasi.
Do not limit.
Ära piira.
What God is saying
seda,
to you.
Mida Jumal on ütlemas.
It will be that which will challenge men like me,
see on sõnum, mis paneb,
but it will absolutely release the lives of young men and women.
See sõnum vabastab noori
be courageous.
Ole julge.
Be courageous.
Ole julge.
And be a road builder
ja ole
to another generation.
Järgmisele põlvkonnale.
Amen.
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 Bless you. Bless you. This is a new day.
Täna on uus päev.
I said it's a new day.
Ma ütlesin, täna on uus päev.
It's a new day for you.
Uus päev sinu.
And it's a new day for Estonia.
Ja Eestimaa jaoks.
And it's a new day for the Baltics.
Ja uus päev Baltimaade jaoks.
I want you to know something of God is rising up in the Baltic nations.
Ma tahan öelda, midagi on tõusmas Baltimaa rahvaste
seas. I've been coming to the Baltics for many, many years.
Ma olen käinud Balti riikides aastaid.
I was working in the former Soviet Union before British people went to the Soviet Union.
Ma töötasin Nõukogude Liidus enne, kui inglased üldse sinna jõudsid.
God is doing something special.
Jumal on tegemas midagi erilist Baltimaades.
There's a rising up and I sense in my spirit.
Midagi on tõusmas ja ma kogen seda oma vaimus.
Of another generation of young men and young women.
Uus noorte naiste ja meeste põlvkond.
Who are being encouraged by an older generation.
Kes saavad julgustatud vanema põlvkonna poolt.
To change the lives of this next group coming up behind us.
Selle rahva järgmiste gruppide elusid.
And I believe as a nation.
Ma usun, et rahvana.
You know, every so often may even be I don't know how often I get it, but I get a newsletter about your missions activities.
Ma ei tea, kui tihti, aga ma saan aegajalt uudiskirju teie missioni tegevusest.
And every time I get that,
ja iga kord, kui ma selle saan,
I read it and digest it and pray.
Siis ma loen seda, seedin seda ja palvetan.
Sometimes I sit at my computer and just cry.
Vahel ma istun oma arvuti taga ja lihtsalt nutan.
Because it excites my spirit.
Sest see nii nagu paneb mu vaimu elama.
That out of this nation you are releasing others.
Et te selle rahva seas saadate välja.
To touch other nations.
Et puudutada teisi rahvaid.
With what God has blessed you with.
Kõige sellega, mida Jumal on teile annud ja
ülistanud. I want you to understand something.
Ma tahan, et te mõistaks midagi.
It is better to give
parem on anda,
than it is to receive.
Saada.
I said it is better to give
ütlesin,
than
anda,
it is to receive.
Kui saada.
And as you give,
ja kui teie annate,
and as you give to other nations,
ja kui te annate teistele
God rahvastele, will increase you.
Siis Jumal suurendab
I don't
teie.
Understand it.
Ma ei saa sellest aru,
I just know it's true.
Aga ma tean, et see on tõsi.
I know it's God's
ma tean, et see
on ordained method
ja see on tema
of increasing what we already have.
Kuidas suurendada seda, mis
when
juba
we
on.
Give it away,
kui me anname selle
you'll get
ära.
Back way more than you ever give.
Sa saad tagasi palju rohkem, kui sa oled iale
And I believe it's a new time.
Ja mina usun, et on uus aeg.
And there's a great little thought in the book of Genesis.
Ja esimese Moosese raamatus on üks võrratu mõte.
And it's just something I'll take a few moments to encourage you with.
Ja ma võtan mõne hetke, et julgustada teid sellega.
And it's in Genesis 13.
Ja see on esimese Moosese 13.
And as you look at it in verse 14 and 15,
ja kui te vaatate edasi peatükid 14 ja 15,
you'll see that God begins to speak to Abram.
Siis te näete seal, et Jumal hakkab kõnelema Abrahamiga.
Abrahamiga. Before he became Abraham.
Ta oli Abraham enne, kui ta sai Abraham.
And when God spoke to Abraham,
ja kui Jumal rääkis Abrahamiga,
he said something incredible
siis
for me.
Siis ma kogen seal sellest midagi erilist enda jaoks.
At the beginning of this year, I was immensely challenged with our ministry.
Selle aasta alguses me kogesime üsna suuri väljakutseid oma teenistuse osas.
It seemed like my friends were all saying to me,
tundus, et kõik mu sõbrad ütlevad mulle,
Colin, it's time to slow down.
Colin, aeg on nagu võtta aeg maha.
It's time to have more relaxation, play some more golf.
Aeg on hakata rohkem puhkama ja mängima, mängida golfi.
Spend more time with your grandchild.
Veeta rohkem aega oma lapselastega.
And I began to think,
ja mina hakkasin mõtlema,
Oh, I like this advice.
Oh, yeah, see nõuanne mulle meeldib.
Particularly with my grandchild.
Ja võtaksin oma lapselapseks.
I love spending time with her.
Mulle meeldib oma lapselapsega aega veeta.
And I began to seek the Lord.
Ja siis ma hakkasin otsima Jumalat.
And God began to speak to me.
Ja Jumal hakkas muga rääkima.
And he told me totally the opposite.
Ja tema ütles mulle täiesti vastupidist.
And he said, Colin.
Ja ta ütles, Colin.
I haven't told you to slow down.
Mina pole sulle öelnud, et võtta aeg maha.
I'm going to begin to open new doors.
Mina hakkan alles avama uusi uksi.
And I want you to walk through them.
Ja ma tahan, et sa läheks neist sisse.
I don't want you to pull back.
Ma ei taha, et sa tõmbuks tagasi.
I want you to advance.
Aga ma tahan, et sa läheks edasi.
And I began to say,
Ja ma ütlesin,
God, I've always trusted you more than my friends.
Jumal, ma olen alati usaldanud sind rohkem kui oma sõpru.
I like the idea of playing more golf and spending more time with my grandchild.
Ja, mulle meeldiks mängida golfi ja olla ma lapselapsega.
But I'm going to honor you.
Aga ma austan sind.
And you know, it's an interesting thing.
Ja teate, mis on huvitav.
But God gives Abraham an interesting command.
Et Jumal annab Abrahamile ühe väga huvitava korralduse.
He says to him, look.
Ta ütleb, vaata.
And then he says, Don't just look.
Ja siis ta mitte ainult ütle, et vaata.
But look to the north.
Aga ta ütleb, vaata põhja.
Look to the south.
Vaata lõunasse.
To the east and to the west.
Itta ja läände.
And I began to say, God, what are you saying to me?
Ja siis ma ütlesin, Jumal, mida sa sellega öelda tahad?
And then the command that he gives him becomes an interesting question.
Ja see korraldus, mille Jumal annab, sellest saab üks huvitav küsimus.
Because God then says to Abraham,
Sest Jumal ütleb Abrahamile.
Now that you're looking, what do you see?
Nüüd, kui sa vaatad seda kõike, mida sa näed?
And I've come to challenge you this morning.
Ja ma olen täna hommikul tulnud, et julgustada
Here
teid.
Here in the city of Tallinn.
Siin Tallinna linnas.
It's time to begin to look again.
Ja öelda, et aeg on hakata ringi
It's
vaatama.
It's time to begin to look again with different eyes.
Aeg on hakata vaatama teise pilgu läbi.
It's time to begin to look again so that we begin to see it differently.
On aeg hakata vaatama nii, et me näeks asju erinevalt.
Bishop Argo, I don't know what you're going to do next.
Biskop Argo, ma ei tea, mida sa järgmisena teed.
You're going to have to go to a second meeting.
Aga ma arvan, et meil vist tuleb teine Jumala teenistus otse teha.
You've outgrown this place already.
Sest et õigemini tuleb uus koht leida, sest see paik on juba enam vähem täis.
You've only got to look around right now.
Sa peaks juba praegu hakkama ringi vaatama.
Church history teaches us that when you're this full, you'll start losing people if you don't start making more space.
Kogudus ajalugu näitab, et kui saal on juba nii palju rahvas täis ja midagi ei muutu, siis hakkab rahvas ära kaduma.
I'm sorry for the challenge.
See on nüüd küll üsna niukene halb uudis.
But we're going to touch this place with Jesus.
Aga me tahame puudutada kogu seda paika ja linna
Jeesusega.
Me tahame näha Tallinnat saamas päästetud.
Listen, if Reinhard Bonnke can believe it for Africa.
Kui Reinhard Bonnke uskus seda Afrika osas.
You need to believe it for Tallinn.
Siis kui palju enam peate teie uskuma seda Tallinna osas.
Men and women will come out of darkness into glorious light.
Kus mehed ja naised tulevad välja pimedusest ja Jumala ausse.
We've got to begin to see this thing differently than we've ever seen it before.
Neid asju erinevalt, kui te olete näinud siia maani.
Isn't it interesting how God speaks to us at significant times in
our lives? Kas pole huvitav, kuidas Jumal räägib meile nendel olulistel aegadel me elus?
See, I believe when God told Abraham to look.
Mina usun, et kui Jumal ütles Abrahamile vaata.
He was wanting to unfold his plan of destiny to him.
Siis ta tahtis nagu avada selle plaani, mis tal oli Abrahami jaoks.
Listen, not just to Abraham and his family.
Ja see ei puuduta ainult Abrahami ja tema perekonda.
But when he told him to look north and south and east and west.
Aga kui Jumal ütles vaata põhja ja lõunasse, itte ja
läände. I believe he was unfolding his plan for the world.
Siis usu, et see on minu plaan kogu maailma jaoks.
And he was showing Abraham that if he would see it differently.
Ja ta näitas ja ütles Abrahamile, kui sa vaid näeks seda erinevalt.
That he and we as the following generations can affect a world.
Et tema ja meie kui saame mõjutada kogu maailma.
And I want to encourage you.
Ja ma tahan julgustada teid.
Think this thing bigger than you've ever thought it before.
Mõelge asjades suuremalt kui eales varem.
Think it bigger than you've ever thought it before.
Mõelge suuremalt kui te seda eales varem olete teinud.
There's coming a time when our small churches will be big.
Sest tuleb aeg, kus väikesed kogudused saavad suureks.
And our big churches will be mega.
Ja meie suured kogudused saavad olema megakogudused.
I believe God's going to see increase in this land.
Ma usun, et Jumal tahab suurendada seda maad.
And if you can't run a second service, you may have to start another church down the road.
Ja kui te ei saa alustada teiste teenistustega, siis tuleb alustada uue kogudusega.
Because we have to affect Tallinn with the gospel.
Me peame mõjutama Tallinnat evangeeliumiga.
But I love what God says to Abraham.
Aga mulle meeldib, mida Jumal ütleb Abrahamile.
He says to Abraham, look from where you are.
Ta ütleb, vaata sealt, kus sa praegu oled.
I said some things on Friday night and let me repeat them this morning.
Ma reede õhtul jagasin teatud asja, las ma korrata neid.
You know, as Christians, sometimes we say, oh God, we can see it.
Kristlastena me vahel ütleme, oh Jumal, jah, ma näen seda.
But we can't do anything with it yet.
Aga me ei saa sellega midagi peale hakata.
We don't have enough money yet.
Oh, meil ei ole veel piisavalt raha.
I've got news for you.
Aga mul on teile uudis.
You'll never have enough money.
Teile ei saa iialgi olema piisavalt raha.
You'll never have enough money.
Teile ei saa iialgi olema piisavalt
raha. I want you to know you'll never have enough.
Ma tahan, et te teaks, sel pole iialgi.
Because when you have enough, the vision will increase. And you still won't have enough.
Ja siis kõik on piisavalt.
That's how God works.
Ja see on, kuidas Jumal toimib.
It's the principle of faith.
See on tema see on nagu usu printsiip.
Judith and I started out at the beginning of the year.
Mina ja Judith alustasime aasta algul.
And we thought, oh God, this, the things we're doing are just stretching us too much.
Ja me mõtlesime, et Jumal, need asjad, mida me teeme, need panevad meid liiga pinge alla.
But we're excited.
Aga samas me oleme nii põnevil.
We're listening to what you're saying.
Me paneme tähele, mida sa ütled.
And we want to see it better than we've ever seen it
ja
before.
Ja me tahame näha asju paremana kui eales varem.
And a lady came into our church for the first time.
Ja siis üks naine tuli me kogudusse esimest korda.
She'd been coming 2 weeks, but I'd been ministering overseas.
Ta oli juba käinud 2 korda varem, aga mina olin ise ära olnud.
And the leadership asked me just to share a little bit of what we were doing.
Ja siis juhtkond palus, et me jagaks natuke oma teenistusest.
And after the meeting, after I shared a few moments and after the meeting.
Ja siis, kui ma olin seda teinud, siis peale koosolekut.
This lady comes to me, I don't know who she is.
See naine tuli mu juurde, mul pole taimugi, kes ta on.
She said, Pastor, I've been coming to the church just 2 weeks.
Ja ta ütles, Pastor, ma olen käinud siin koguduses 2 nädalat.
I'm excited with what you've said.
Ja ma olen nii põnevil selle üle, mida sa rääkisid.
Could I help you with Zambia?
Kas ma tohiks aidata teid kaasa Zambia töös?
How do you want to help me?
Ma ütlesin, kuidas te nagu seda ette kujutate?
She said, I can give you the... We've, Judith and I just finished building a school in Zambia for 350 children.
Mina ja Judith olime just lõpetanud ühe kooli ehituse Zambias 350 lapsele.
And most of them with AIDS or orphaned because of AIDS.
Ja enamus neist lastest on AIDS-haiged ja ka orvud, kellel on AIDS.
She said, I could equip the school.
Ja see naine ütles, mina võin varustada teid varustusega selle kooli jaoks.
Yes, ma'am, you can help me.
Ütlesime, oo jaa, teie abi kulub ära.
We'll take all the equipment you can get
me. Me võtame kogu selle varustuse või mööbli, mis teil anda on.
I didn't know what I was saying.
Aga mul pole taimugi, millele ma nagu jah sõna ütlesin.
I thought she meant a few chairs and a few desks.
Ma arvasin, et ta pidas silmas võibolla paari tooli või lauda.
Within 2 months.
Aga 2 kuu jooksul.
This woman knows people in the city of Manchester.
See naine, kellel on käp sees seal Manchesteri tähtsatel linnainimestel.
Who look after the school, the whole senior school system for the whole of Manchester.
Kes kannavad hoolt kogu Manchesteri koolisüsteemi eest.
And what we're doing in Manchester right now
ja mida me praegu Manchesteris teeme,
is we are building new schools,
on see, et me ehitame uusi koole,
closing two schools,
pannes kinni kaks vanemat kooli,
and moving those two schools as one into the new school building.
Ja need kaks vanemat kooli saavad nagu üheks ja kolivad uude hoonesse.
And all equipment out of the two schools,
aga kogu selle kahe kooli nii-öelda mööbel ja varustus,
we now have.
Meil on see nüüd olemas.
I said to her, this is wonderful, but where am I going to put the stuff?
Ja ma mõtsin, see on ikka väga tore, aga kuhu ilma otsa ma selle asjad küll panen.
She made a phone call.
Aga naine eelistas.
And within an hour, we had a warehouse unit loaned to us for 6 months free.
Ja tunni aja pärast meil oli korraldatud üks suur laohoone, kus me kõike saime hoida ja seda kõike tasuta.
I said, this is fantastic, but how am I going to move it from that school to the warehouse?
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, no tore küll, aga kuidas ma kogu selle asja nagu kolitud saan?
She made another phone call.
Naine eelistas jälle.
And within 2 days,
ja kahe päeva jooksul,
we had a 45-foot long trailer.
Meil oli üks igavesti pikk kolimisauto.
Towed by a brand new thousands of pounds worth of tractor unit.
Kus oli väga palju seal kõike mida vaja.
And we loaded it full.
Ja me panime selle auto nii-öelda puu püsti täis.
We now have something like 8 ton of equipment.
Ja nüüd meil on kuskil 8 tonni mööblit ja asju.
Ready to send to Zambia.
Valmis minema Zambiasse.
Isn't that awesome?
Kas pole lahe?
I'm ready to call this a day. I'm ready to quit.
Mina olen nüüd valmis lõpetama.
I turned 60 last year. I'm allowed to retire.
Ma sain eelmine aasta 60, nii et võin pensile minna küll.
And suddenly I've now got 8 ton of school equipment
korraga,
that I got to get to Zambia.
Ja korraga mul on 8 tonni mingit koolivarustust, mis on vaja Zambiasse saata.
I'm saying, oh God.
Ja ma istun ja mõtlen, Jumal küll.
Now what do I do?
Mida ma nüüd teen?
God, so we'll worry about that.
Ja Jumal ütles, küll me muretseme selle pärast muul ajal.
Something happened.
Midagi juhtus.
This will excite your heart.
Ja ma loodan, et see paneb nagu teie südame
sure
ka kiiremini
lööma.
Ma loodan, et sinu oma kindlasti.
I came across a chaplain.
Ja siis ma põrkasin kokku ühe kaplaniga.
Of the Sierra Leone military.
Sierra Leone sõjave kaplaniga.
He's a spirit-filled Christian.
Ja tema on vaimuga täidetud kristlane.
And he said to us.
Ja ta ütles meile.
Guys, the soldiers are getting saved every day.
Ta ütles, kas tead, et meil mehed saavad päästetud iga päev.
Even some of the Muslim soldiers are coming to Christ.
Isegi mõned muhameedlastest sõdurid tulevad Jumala juurde.
We said, can we send you some food? Can we send you some medicine?
Ja siis me küsisime, saame me teile saata midagi toitu või ravimeid või?
He said, sure, but if you're going to send me anything.
Ta ütles, no võite, aga kui te üldse midagi saata tahate.
I need 4,000 Bibles.
Siis mul oleks tegelikult vaja 4,000 piiblit.
Will you send me 4,000 Bibles?
Kas sa saadaks mulle 4,000 piiblit?
God, I want to go and play some golf.
Ja ma mõtlesin, oh, mul oleks vaja golfi minna mängima.
I don't need this aggro anymore.
Milleks mul nüüd veel vaja siukest asja?
4,000 Bibles.
4,000 piiblit.
What do you think I said?
Ja ma mõtlesin, mis te arvate, mida ma vastasin talle?
Yes, sir.
Ma ütlesin, jah, härra.
I'll get them to you as quickly as I can.
Nii kiiresti kui võimalik ma toimetan need teile.
I begin to make some phone calls.
Ja siis ma hakkasin helistama.
And this will excite you because I only found the email this morning.
Ja teate, see on päris põnev, sest ma alles täna hommikul nägin ühte e-maili.
I had all kinds of prices for these Bibles.
Ja mul oli tehtud kõik võimalike hinnapakkumisi nendele
piiblitele.
Täiesti haiged hinnad.
People wanting 4 euros a Bible.
Inimesed tahtsid 4 eurot piibli ees.
No, I don't want to buy your printing press. I want to buy 4,000 Bibles.
Ja ma ütlesin, kuulge, ma ei taha osta siin mingit ühte koopiat, mul on ikka 4,000 vaja.
I want a better price than 4 euros.
Ma tahaks ikka paremat hinda kui 4 eurot tükk.
Somebody else brought it down to 3 euros.
No, keegi tõi lõpuks 3 peale hinna.
I just got the email this morning.
Aga täna hommikul ma sain ühe e-maili.
They have found a company.
Kus nad leidsid ühe firma.
They're going to print us 4,000 Bibles.
Kes printib meile, trükib 4,000
Bibles. For 1 euro each.
Ühe euro eest tükk.
So then I phoned my friend.
Ja siis ma helistasin oma sõbrale.
Actually,
õigemini saatsin talle e-maili.
Said, buddy, you're responsible for shipping them from America.
Ma ütlesin, see on nüüd sinu rida, kuidas need Ameerikas saada kohale sinna Sierra Leonesse.
Said, we'll do it.
Ja ta ütles, pole probleemi, teeme ära.
We'll do it.
Me teeme ära.
So I'm just, do you know, I was so excited.
Ja teate, ma olin nii põnevil.
I mentioned it to Mart and Alta this, I was getting so excited this morning.
Ma olin nii sillas täna hommikul.
Do you know what Brother Mart's like?
Ja teate, kuidas Pastor Mart on?
It's no wonder he and I are friends.
Pole ime, et me oleme temaga sõbrad.
We have that same pioneering spirit.
Sest meil on mõlemil see siukene pioneeri vaime sees.
He said the village of hope will give you 200 of them.
Ta ütles, tead, lootuse küla annab veel ka 200 piiblit peale.
Isn't that exciting?
Kas pole lahe?
Isn't that exciting?
Kas pole lahe?
A group of guys that are coming off drugs and alcohol.
Üks punt mehi, kes on tulnud
I'm going to send Bibles to the military in Sierra Leone.
Välja ma sõltuvuse yes. saada piibleid Sierra Leonesse.
But can you see what I'm saying?
Aga kas te näete, mida ma ütlen?
It siin? Came because I was willing to look and see it differently than I'd ever seen it before.
See sündis tänu sellele, et ma olin valmis vaatama kaugemale ja nägema
And I want you to begin to see it differently in Estonia
tahan,
than you've ever seen it before.
Et teie hakkaks nägema asju teistmoodi kui eales varem.
God is doing something new.
Sest Jumal on tegemas midagi uut.
I love what it says in the second book of Kings.
Ja mulle meeldib, mida on öeldud teise kuningate raamatus.
Elijah said to Elisha.
Eelia ütles Eliisale.
If you see me taken from you.
Kui sa näed, et mind võetakse ära su juures.
You can have a double portion.
Siis tea, et sina saad topelt võitmise.
But if you don't see me.
Aga kui sa ei näe mind
enam. You won't have it.
Siis sul ei ole seda.
I don't know about you, but I'm looking.
Ma ei tea, kuidas on teiega, aga mina otsin ja vaatan ringi. Ja ma tahan näha.
Because I want the double portion.
Sest mina tahan seda topelt võidmis.
I want the double portion.
Ma tahan seda topelt võidmis.
You know, I began to say, well, God, how do we do this?
Ja siis ma küsisin, Jumal, kuidas me seda teeme?
And a friend just made a comment to me.
Ja siis üks sõber lihtsalt tegi ühe väikse kommentaari.
Now, the 3rd of January, I was talking to a friend of mine.
Ma rääkisin ühe oma sõbraga jaanuari alguses.
And he made a comment to me that made me go back to the scriptures.
Ja siis ta ütles midagi, mis pani mind minema tagasi piibli juurde.
As I was studying this in Genesis 13.
Ja kui ma uurisin seda esimese Moosese 13. Peatükki.
God reminded me that 13 chapters further on.
Jumal tuletas mulle meelde ühte peatükki 13 peatükki edasi.
Genesis 26.
See esimese Moosese 26.
Isaac was making his journey.
Isaac oli oma teekonnal.
And found himself in a land of famine.
Ja leidis ennast seal keset kõrbe.
Now, I'm a city boy, I don't know a lot about farming.
Nüüd mina olen nüüd linna poiss, ma ei tea suurt palju midagi või talupidamisest.
But listen, I know you don't sow seed when it's famine.
Kuid nii palju ma ikka tean, et nii-öelda põua ajal seemet ei külvata.
But the Bible says
Aga piibel ütleb,
that Isaac
et Isaac
sowed his seed
külpas oma
in a land and time of famine.
Põua ajal.
It's ridiculous.
Täiesti naeruväärne.
What a waste.
Milline raiskamine.
What a waste of seed.
Milline seemne raiskamine.
Why do you think Isaac did it?
Mis te arvate, miks Isaac seda tegi?
Because he saw.
Sest ta nägi.
He saw something.
Sest ta nägi midagi.
He saw something.
Ta nägi midagi.
He had some seed in his hand.
Tema käes oli üks seeme.
And he saw something.
Ja ta nägi midagi.
And the Bible says.
Ja piibel ütleb.
And you know the story.
Ja te teate seda lugu.
The Bible says that Isaac sowed his seed.
Piibel ütleb, et Isaac külvas oma seemne.
And became wealthy.
Ja see sai õnnistuseks.
I said he became wealthy.
Sellest sai õnnistus.
And I want to say to you.
Ja ma tahan öelda teile.
Here in the church in Tallinn, Estonia.
Teie siin Tallinna koguduses.
It's time to sow your seed again in a time of famine.
Külvama oma seemne.
I know the hardships of the economy.
Ja ma tean, et majandusaeg on raske.
We're living through the nightmare in the city of Manchester.
Me Manchesteris lähme läbi õudusunene kui tänu sellele.
We have got more poverty on the streets of the city of Manchester than we've ever known in our lifetime.
Manchesteri tänaval on näha rohkem vaesust kui eales varem.
People going bankrupt, losing their houses.
Inimesed lähevad pankrotti, kaotavad oma kodusid.
People sleeping on the streets.
Inimesed magavad tänavatel.
And the church pulls back to be safe.
Ja kogudus tõmbub tagasi, et olla turvaliselt ise kombes.
This is not a time to pull back.
See ei ole aeg, mil tõmbuda
tagasi.
I said,
church, this is not the day to pull back.
Kogudus, see ei ole aeg, mil tõmbuda tagasi.
Bishop Argo, this is not the time for this house to pull back.
See ei ole aeg, mil tõmbuda tagasi.
This is not a time to withdraw into the security and the safety of what we've known for 20 years.
See ei ole aeg tõmbuda tagasi sellesse turvalisusesse.
It's the time to hear the word of the Lord, loved ones.
Vaid aeg on panna tähele Jumala sõna.
It's time to sow your seed into what these young men and women are doing around the city of Tallinn.
On hakata külvama nii nagu need noored ja mehed ja naised on juba teinud.
I pray I never hear that they couldn't do it because they had no money.
Mu palve on, et ma iialgi ei kuuleks, et nad ei teinud seda seetõttu, et raha polnud.
Sow your seed in the time of famine.
Külvake oma seemneid kõua
ajal. Sow the harvest.
Külvake, et saada lõikus.
And begin to see the anointing of the Spirit of God touch the seed in the land.
Jumala püha vaim tuleb ja
võiab
seda seemet.
In the barren and dry soil.
Keset kõige kuivemat maapinda.
In the military's barren and dry soil.
Seal sõjaväes, kus on kõik nii kuiv ja põuane.
See the seed begin to take
blossom.
And watch the hand of God come and multiply.
Ja näe, kuidas Jumala käsi tuleb ja paljundab seda.
I'm excited about it.
Ma olen nii põnevil selle üle.
I'm excited about Estonia.
Ma olen põnevil Eestimaa üle.
It seems a while since I was able to come and preach here.
Tundub, et sellest on pikk aeg, kuni ma siin viimati käisin kuulutamas. Ja nüüd ma tean, miks.
Because it's enabled me to come back and sense what God is doing amongst you again.
Nüüd ma sain tulla tagasi ja näha, mida Jumal on teinud ja tegemas.
When I see young men like this,
kui ma näen selliseid
noori mehi, serving the Lord in the ways that they do.
Teenimas Jumalat nii, nagu nad teenivad.
And young women and worship teams like this.
Ja noori naisi ja ülistusmeeskondi nagu siin.
My God, if they could sing that in English, I'd take them off you.
Armas aeg, kui nad saaks kõike seda teha inglise keeles, ma võtaks nad hoobilt kaasa.
My God, it sounded like a better form of ABBA.
Tundus nagu parem isegi kui appa.
We had enough of them in the 80s.
Meil oli seda appat kurgu auguni aastat.
But I love that style that you guys had this morning.
Aga mulle meeldib see stiil, mida te teete.
Girl, whatever you're on, it helps you to run from there back there.
See, mis aitab sul põrutada ühest otsast sinna.
I'd like some of it.
Teate, mulle meeldib see kõik.
I love that spirit that's rising up in this nation.
Mulle meeldib see vaimsus, mis on tõusmas siit üles.
It's time to look again.
Aeg on hakata ringi
vaatama. Come on, stand to your feet with me.
Olge head, tõuske palun.
Stand to your feet with me.
Tõuske palun.
And let's begin to say, God, help us to see it differently.
Ja öelgem, Jumal, aita meil näha asja teistmoodi.
Help me to see it better than I've ever seen it before.
Aita meil näha paremini kui eales varem.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jumal.
Help me to sow in a time of famine.
Aita mul külvata keset põua aegu.
Will you say it?
Kas sa ütleks koos minuga?
Will you declare it before the Lord?
Kas sa oleks koos minuga Jumala ees?
Oh, dear brothers and sisters.
Armsad vennad ja õed.
I know how hard the economies are around
the
nations of the world.
Kui raske on praegu majanduslik olukord üle maailma.
But we're not dictated by the world.
Aga maailm ei ole see, kes dikteerib meid.
We kingdom alignment people.
Me kuulume Jumala kuningriiki.
We kingdom alignment people.
Me oleme kuningriigi rahvas.
We live according to his word.
Ja me elame vastavalt tema sõnale.
Not the word of our politicians.
Mitte sõnale, mis tuleb poliitikute suust.
Not the word of our banks.
Mis tuleb pankade suust.
But we live according to the word of God.
Aga me elame Jumala sõna
kohaselt. Seed in a time of famine.
Ja tema ütleb, külvake põua ajal.
Begin to see it differently than you've ever seen it before.
Hakake nägema asju erinevalt kui eales varem.
May God help you.
Aidaku Jumal teid
selles. May God help you today.
Aidaku Jumal teid
täna. To be a people that will continue to press forward and advance this great message.
Need inimesed, kes kütavad edasi, kes et neid aegu.
I'm excited to hear what God's going to force you out of this place to do next.
Ma olen nii põnevilt näha, kuidas Jumal saab lükkama teid edasi siin ajal.
What a packed house this morning.
Kui puu püsti juba täis see kirik täna.
I can't tell you how blessed that just makes us.
Te ei kujuta ette, kui õnnelikuks see vaatepilt meid teeb.
I'm looking out at you and I'm welling up with tears in my eyes.
Vaatan ja mu silmis on pisarad.
Because I'm thrilled at what God is doing in this great place.
Sest ma olen elevis selle üle, mida Jumal on siin paigas
But
tegemas.
I'm more excited about the future than the past.
Aga ma olen veel enam põnevil tuleviku üle, rohkem kui mineviku üle. Amen.
Amen, Father, I pray.
Isa, ma palun praegu.
That as we conclude our time.
Et kui me võtame oma aja nüüd
kokku. You will help us.
Et sina aitaks meid.
Help us to be people of decision.
Aitaks meil olla otsustusvõimelised.
Help us to make the right decision.
Aitaks meil teha õigeid otsuseid.
Help us to be men and women of faith.
Aitaks olla usumehed ja naised.
Who see this thing differently than we've ever seen
ja
it before.
Help
us to look at it again
and
see what you're doing. Father, rather than what the papers tell us going on,
the
television telling us what's going on. Father, I want to see what you're doing. Now, Lord, help me to sow my seed in a time of famine. Determine not to pull back, but to press into all that you have. Come on, loved ones, just for a minute. Come and stand with me right here and say, yes, Brother Colin, I'm going to do it.
Tulge seiske minuga siin ees,
I'm going to see this thing differently than I've ever seen it before. I'm going to sow my seed in a time of famine. I'm going to reach out to another generation. In Jesus' name. Go ahead. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, he's sent.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, he's sent.
Father, I pray right
Isä, ma palun just praegu.
For every young man, young woman, elderly man, elderly woman.
Iga mehe ja naise ülevalgu noored või vanad.
Standing before you this morning, making a declaration of their heart. Determined to look and see this thing again differently than we've ever seen it before.
Olles otsustanud näha asju erinevamalt kui eales varem.
I pray, Father.
Jumal, ma palun.
Let faith arise again.
Et usk võiks tõusta
taas. Let something quicken in our spirits again.
Et midagi kuidagi üles ehitatud nende vaimuse südames.
Father, that we may sow our seed again into the nations of the world.
Et me võiks taas külvata rahvaste sekka.
And here into Tallinn.
Ja siin Tallinna linnas.
That we will touch this generation that surrounds us.
Et me võiks puudutada seda põlvkonda.
Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Let your anointing come upon us.
Issand, sinu võidmine tuleb nende üle.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.